We start the day's other news with the war in Ukraine. After a week of headlines about Ukraine's incursion into Russia, now it's Russia which is looking to score a major military victory. Authorities in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk have urged residents there to evacuate as Russian troops draw near. The city is one of Ukraine's main defensive strongholds and a key logistics hub in the Donetsk region. Meantime, Ukraine's army chief told President Volodymyr Zelensky via video call today that his forces are advancing a little over a mile into Russian territory. Ukraine says it now controls more than 440 square miles of Russia's Kursk region. Thousands of people protested in cities across India today amid growing national anger after a trainee doctor was raped and killed at a government hospital last week.
We want justice!
We want justice!
We want justice!
At one rally in New Delhi, medical workers in their white coats joined protesters to call for accountability. The protests started a week ago when police found the bloodied body of the 31-year-old at a medical college in Kolkata. An autopsy later confirmed that she had been sexually assaulted.
Women of this country are being wronged daily. Whether you are a rich or a poor woman, educated or uneducated woman, everyone's fate is the same. Predators can do anything they want to women in this country. There is no justice. There is no action.
The Indian Medical Association has called for a 24-hour withdrawal of services in protest starting Saturday, though they say essential services will still be provided. Final hurricane preparations are underway in Bermuda as Ernesto churns closer to its coastlines. The Category 2 storm is strengthening as it moves up the Atlantic, packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. Ernesto could drop a foot of rain on the British territory starting Saturday morning. Meantime, in Puerto Rico, power has yet to be restored to some 250,000 people, nearly 3 days after the storm made landfall there. Another 170,000 are without water. The outages in Puerto Rico have prompted health and safety concerns for the island, where more than 40% of the population lives below the poverty line. A jury in Florida has convicted a white woman in the fatal shooting of a black neighbor over a dispute related to children playing near her home. The all-white jury found 60-year-old Susan Lawrence guilty of manslaughter after 2.5 hours of deliberation. Lawrence had claimed self-defense when she fired a single shot through her front door in June of last year, killing 35-year-old Ajika A.J. Owens. She faces up to 30 years in prison. President Biden designated the site of an infamous 1908 race riot in Illinois as a national monument today. Mr. Biden was joined by lawmakers and civil rights leaders in the Oval Office as he signed the proclamation making the site federal land. The monument covers more than 1.5 acres and serves as a reminder of the two-day riot by white mobs that resulted in the deaths of several black residents and destroyed dozens of homes and businesses. At the White House today, President Biden said it's important to remember such history and that it doesn't fade away.
People want to erase history. Literally a racist. We're allowing history to be written what happened. So our children, our grandchildren, everybody understands what happened and what could still happen.
One notable fallout from the 1908 Springfield riots is that the tragedy helped lead to the creation of the NAACP. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy picked his former chief of staff today to replace Senator Bob Menendez, who plans to resign later this month following his federal bribery conviction. At a press conference in Newark today, Governor Murphy said George Helmy will serve in the Senate until shortly after the November election. Once a winner is certified, Murphy will appoint that person to fill the role until the new Senate is sworn in early next year. Democratic Congressman Andy Kim is running against Republican real estate developer Curtis Beshaw to fill the seat left by Menendez. On Wall Street today, stocks closed out their best week of the year with some modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added nearly 100 points as recent economic data calmed investors' nerves. The Nasdaq tacked on 37 points to close out the week. The S&P 500 extended its winning streak to a seventh straight session. And we at PBS NewsHour are saddened to report that former NPR chief executive John Lansing has died just months after leaving the job. In his 4.5 years at the helm, Lansing saw NPR through the COVID pandemic, staff layoffs, and a financial crisis that he himself described as existential. Before that, Lansing enjoyed a long career in broadcasting and cable television. John Lansing was 67 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, how the city hosting next week's Democratic National Convention has been handling a migrant surge. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart break down the week's news. And former U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan discusses his new book about what led up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.